Travis Garrison on the Fantasy State Networks. I have my producer with me today, John. How's everything going?
Going good. Just doing some work at Quinnipiac. Just keeping up with my studies and ready to get on with you today.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad that you know was happy to take some time off from your studies to join me today to talk some Maryland basketball. So let's hop right into it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. And, you know, coming into this year for Maryland, they were preseason pick 21st. Last year, lost to Alabama in the NCAA tournament, but did beat UConn, got a win there. So what are your just expectations overall coming into this year for this team?
My expectations, I'm pretty sure along with, you know, a lot of the fans and, you know, the supporters is that we expected them to go as far as we did last year, but even further. You know, they showed a lot of will and perseverance last year. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people gave up on them when they got to the tournament or didn't expect them to do as well as they did. But they proven themselves that they can do very well. But they were overmatched against an Alabama team, which, you know, kind of hindered them from, you know, going further. But they did, I think, better than people probably expected them to do. And now, with their experience and then they are coming back, you know, testing the NBA waters, but coming back now, even though we lost a couple major pieces, I think that we still expect them to do very well this coming season. I'm expecting them to do very well.
Yeah, speaking of those, like, two major pieces they lost, Darryl Marcel and Aaron Wiggins. Darryl transferring to Marquette and Aaron getting drafted by the Thunder in the second round. Just how big of losses are those for this team coming into this year when, you know, there was kind of a little bit of a hope that one or maybe even both would come back for this season?
I think it was, I mean, of course we lose guys like that, you know, Marcel, you know, being named to the defensive team. So we lose a defensive presence. And then the energy that he gave on the court, every time he was on the court, the hard work, the effort, being a leader, that hurt. And then, you know, also earned, you know, going into the draft and getting drafted. So we obviously happy that he got drafted. He's with OKC now. But, you know, it's tough when you lose those key pieces, you know, to the team, to any team. But like with any team, you know, you just got to continue to learn how to persevere and find a way to win and not necessarily substitute what you lost. You know, because those are some special talents. But I think that you guys have to step up into that role of the leadership role and kind of make up for what they lost.
Yeah, and just sticking with sticking up to those expectations, Eric Ayala and Dante Scott, they're coming back, and they have some high expectations going into this year to help win the Big Ten. What are your expectations for them? To this year?
I mean, it's huge. You know, Ayala now is a senior, and, you know, Scott. So it's now, I mean, he's always been a leader anyway, you know, Ayala, and, you know, he showed that leadership skills and he showed that determination, the will to win. So I think those two guys with Scott and Ayala, you know, coming back, they're going to bring a lot of experience, a lot of leadership. You know, I know they're going to want to win before they leave college basketball, leave Maryland, and leave the fans and the supporters with something to celebrate. So I think it's exciting. It's going to be an exciting time. Now you have the fans back in the arena, which is going to play a huge part, I think, by the fans not being a part of the games kind of hurt some. You kind of could tell, you know, especially with some teams. But by having that energy, especially with the Maryland fans, they're just some, like, the greatest fans. You know, they're hungry for wins. So I think it's going to play. I think by them being back into the arena, now they actually got fans that can be at the games and they can hear, they can feel like they're playing in front of people instead of, like, playing, like, in practice or pickup games. So I think all that added, I think it's going to add some more incentive to one-on-one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the fans haven't been watching this team since, you know, COVID shut everything down. And they had high expectations, Cowan and Jalen Smith coming in, and then they ended up leaving. But, you know, they're definitely hungry. And, you know, after the losses of Darryl Marcel and Aaron Wiggins, they do bring in two transfers, Quadu Swab and Fats Russell, both from Georgetown and Rhode Island, respectively. just what are your expectations for them coming in? You know, really, like, they definitely need some more offense after big losses like Wiggins and Marcel.
So, you know, obviously, like you said, the major losses that we had with Wiggins and Marcel, is it takes a blow to the team, because, like you said, there's major pieces. Losing a major defensive player, the guy who brings the energy to the court every game in and game out, and then a scorer as good as Wiggins. So, kind of, like I said, you have to make up for it, whether it's through the guys that's there, you have to step it up, or you bring some people in to help replace that. And I think, you know, the transfer from Georgetown, which I think was probably surprising to a lot of folks, because being from Georgetown, then going to Maryland, you know, so yeah. I'm pretty sure that was very surprising to a lot of folks. But, you know, having a guy that comes in like him and bring that experience that he already proven at Georgetown and already having that college experience, so it's not like a freshman is coming in and you have to learn the system all over or learn college basketball and what's expected. He's coming in, and then him being down the road at Georgetown, so he's not like he's coming from a whole different place, so it's not going to be that much of a transition there. But, you know, just bring his experience, and then the caliber player that he is will help the team on the inside a lot. And then you speak of a fast Russell, you know, a guy who was an all-tournament, all-defensive team. So they were your loss, kind of your loss to a Marcel in regards to a guy that they could defend, and they've proven that. And then, like I said, one all-defensive team at Rhode Island, and then also him being a scorer as well. So now you bring another. So now you kind of fit in both roles in a sense with this guy, Fats, yeah. In regards to the scoring and the defense and the experience, because now he's a senior. So now it's you know, you talk about these guys coming in and the talents that they already have and experience that they already have, it should do a lot. But when you bring guys in, especially that. They're not freshmen. They already have the experience. That's come from other schools and already have reputations. It's the gelling part is key, you know, because you see a lot of teams that have all the talented players. Like, all these guys are All-Americans. They're top five. You bring them on a team and you expect them to win a championship. It doesn't happen like that. You have to, that chemistry is key. You see a lot of teams that win championships, they've been together for a number of years. So that definitely plays a role with that. But I heard, you know, especially like a guy like Fats, that him and Yala already had a relationship before Maryland. So I'm pretty sure that experience and then that chemistry is already kind of there. And then from what I'm hearing is that everything, they gelling well, which is key. When you go into a battle like that and you have guys that's already been established at Maryland trying to gel with guys that just got to Maryland that come from prior colleges. So there's a lot that goes into it, but from, you know, what I've hear and what I've from what I hear is that everything is going well and they're gelling well already. And, you know, speaking of Fats Russell, I literally just did an interview with him, which was pretty well. But before we dive into that, let me tell you guys a little bit about our partners over at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with Bet Rivers yet, now's the time, because they are offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. But what sets them apart is that they require just one play to turn your bonus into cash money. With their new Rush Pay Instant Approved, withdrawing your winnings is safer, more secure, and more reliable. With basketball season tip and all, get in on the action by going to BetRivers.com today or by downloading the BetRivers app. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Welcome, everybody, guys, to Go Terps with Travis Garrison on the Field of 60 Networks. Got a very special guest with me today. Got Deron Fats Russell. Hey, man, I appreciate you taking time out your schedule, man. I know y'all just got finished practicing. How's everything going, man?
No, thank you for having me, man. Everything's been going good. We've been working really hard. You know, you could just feel the energy of the season about to start. So everybody's kind of just anxious type of thing.
Right. No, I definitely, man. I already know, man. Then, you know, this is the first year y'all back in regards to having fans, you know. So how is that like, man? What's that? I know, like you said, man, you know, last year y'all playing with no fans. But this year y'all going to have the
the arena jumping, man. I know everybody excited about that, you know, let alone to get back on the court, you know, and have a guaranteed season, but also to get back and have them fans, man, them Terps fans in there, man. They're going to be crazy this year.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about it as a team in the locker room, and, you know, I've just been thinking about it, and, you know, I think it's going to take us a while to get used to because we've been practicing and playing in empty gyms for a year and a half, I feel like. So after we get our rhythm and get used to it, it should be exciting, like really exciting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got to ask this quick question, man, before we jump into it, man. Fats. Where do we get the name Fats from? Because obviously you don't look fat, man. So where do we get the nickname Fats from? Where do we get that from?
Yeah, I was a fat baby when I was young, like real young. And, you know, my mom started calling me that. And then my friends started hearing my mom call me that. So then they just like, Fats. At first it was like a joke, but then it just kind of just stuck with me and everybody started calling me that. And it's just what it is now.
When people are hearing the word Fats, they're like, oh, man, he's going to be kind of one of them chubby dudes, man. They see you like, oh, man, where's
your name from? Yeah, and it don't help that I'm 5'11 and 165. So.
Right. So what made you, man, you're a senior now, man? What made you choose to come play with the Terps, man? You had a great run at Rhode Island, you know, was killing it, made a number of different teams there, defensive teams, you know, all all 10 out there, 10 Atlantic 10 out there. So what made you choose to come play in College Park?
I just wanted to be a part of a championship team and a championship environment. I knew I would get that here at University of Maryland with Coach Terridge and the rest of these guys. Knowing that we was going to get Big Q as well definitely intrigued me. And I knew Dante, Hakeem, and Eric, I felt like, my whole life. So I just knew that we would click right away and things would be really good here.
Right. And how you feel everything clicking now with practice on the way? Y'all got first game coming up, man. How's everything clicking in practice and everything?
Yeah, man, everything. We look really good. The chemistry is just there. It's like, it's a given thing. We're not forcing it. We're not faking it either. It's just what it is. Like, we really love each other and care about each other on and off the court. So when we go in the locker room, everybody's, you know, busting it up, laughing and joking. And when we get on the court, it's kind of like a one army. We're all, you know, five fists in and just ready to compete with each other.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, man. How is things on campus now? Because I know, you know, I talked to a player last year, and, you know, that's when they had the whole quarantine. They couldn't go out their rooms. Yeah. Now, I know I went to a football game recently, man. The field, the arena was packed. So, like, how is it on campus now? Like, is that campus vibe, the vibe back, or it's still kind of like, you know, that distance type situation?
Nah, I mean, it feels like the vibe's back. To me, you know, the only difference is, like, when you're in class, you got to wear a mask. But for the most part, it feels kind of regular. Coming from Rhode Island, which is, like, a smaller school kind of, it's different because here is, like, all these students. And you see it, you get kind of overwhelmed. But, yeah, you go to a football game, and they all show love. And they all, like, we can't wait till the season starts. And you just get that regular college feel back.
Absolutely, man. You know, me being a former Terp, man, coming up there, man, playing on campus, you know, I never experienced the COVID situation in regards to not having no fans and, you know, isolated from the student body. And yeah. I just, like, especially you guys being young as you are, you know, having that feel, that college vibe in regards to the fans, and then not having no fans and got to pretty much motivate yourself. The teammates got to be the cheerleaders now. So, yeah. You know, just to get back on the court, man, like I know you guys are excited. I know how I would feel if I'd be able to come back in the gym, man, and the whole gym is filled. And it's going to be definitely sold out games, especially the first game for sure, because all the fans, they're looking forward to coming back, man, especially the Terps fans, man. I already know how that environment is going to be. So, man, I know you guys are definitely looking forward to that. And you guys, like you said, you coming in, you know, they got some extra additions to the team, and it should be a great year. You know, they had a good run last year. Now got you guys coming in with your skills and your talents. So what do you – what can the Terp fans be looking forward to in regards to your play? Obviously, what they probably already know and what they read, but, you know, hearing it from you.
Well, I'm a leader first and foremost. I try to lead in any way as possible. This team, we're older. We have a lot of great leaders. So, you know, being the leader that I had to be before is not really needed, like call for, because everybody kind of knows what they had to do and already. So I'm just kind of like go over there and, you know, whisper in the guys' ears or like tell them next plays, certain things like that. And, you know, like on the court, like I'm going to give it my all. Every time I step on the court, I'm going to be a playmaker. You know, I'm fast and energetic. And when I feel like we need a boost or some type of energy, I'm going to be that guy to try to get the fans and everybody on their feet. So,
right. How's things been between you and Coach Turge in regards to the vibe? You know, obviously point guards, you know, connecting, you know, coming on as your first year being there. So how that whole bond and that chemistry been?
Yeah, you know, that was one of the main reasons that I came to University of Maryland is because, you know, he's a former point guard. He played at the highest level. And then he had a number of great point guards, Melo Chumble, Anthony Cowan, just to name a few. And I seen what he'd done for them and, you know, how they played and certain things like that. So I knew, like, my skill and my talent that he would help me become a better player and a person. So, yeah, me and his relationship is really good. He's on me all the time. And I, you know, I got used to it after a while, but, you know, he corrects everything from me, which I need as a player. And keeps me on my toes. And, you know, I'm just thankful for him to be my coach.
Hey, man, and look, man, what I was told, you know, growing up as a player, man, if the coach ain't speaking to you or getting on you, then that's when you need to be worried. Yeah. And I experienced both of those sides. I experienced the coach being on me. Next for the time when coaches just stop talking to me. When they stop talking to you, that means you're done. You know, just know that. Yeah. You might not get the time, but they're looking for somebody else. So that's definitely a good sign, man. You know, like I said, me being a former Terrapin, you know, great, super great fans, man. I know they're going to definitely be behind you guys this year. They're going to be definitely be geeked to get back up in the arena, man, to cheer you guys on. You guys have a really good team this year. Definitely looking for you guys to go far this year. What is something that the fans may not know about you that, you know, you can share with them? That way they can get to know you a little bit better.
Sheesh.
I had to put you on the spot, man.
Yeah, you put me on the spot right there. But, you know, I'm from Philly. I was born in Philly. But I moved to Arizona for a little bit when I was younger and then came back to Philly again. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of interesting, you know, just leaving my hometown for a little bit and then coming back and, you know, just pursuing my basketball career and stuff like that in Philly.
Man, hey, look, man, I definitely, man, wish you all the best of luck this year, man. You know, I know you have other obligations coming up, so I don't want to take too much of your time, but I definitely appreciate you coming on. I'm definitely going to be at the games, man, cheering you guys on, hopefully be able to attend some practices and see you guys at work, man. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you play this year and bring that excitement to the court. Like, I know you will, you know, your scoring skills, your defensive skills. So I know the fans are as well. So, man, definitely good luck to you guys. I'm going to be there rooting you guys on as a big bro. Anything you ever need from me, you know, you can definitely get information and hit me up anytime you needed to, man. But I definitely appreciate you taking time out your schedule to join the Go Terrapins with Travis Garrison on the Go to 6-8 Networks.
And always, always. Whenever you need me any type of way, just let me know. I'll be there.
Oh, that. Say less. All right, man. Appreciate you, bro. All right, man.